ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 70। रूपा पेशला माधुर्या सौगंध्या प्रियदर्शनः स्त्रीणां प्रियतमः नित्यं मत्तः स्वपुरा लंपटः। रूपपेशलमाधुर्या सौगंध्या प्रियदर्शनः स्त्रीनां प्रियतमो नित्यं मत्तः स्वपुरलंपटः। रूपपेशलमाधुर्या सौगंध्या प्रियदर्शनः स्त्रीनां प्रियतमो नित्यं मत्तः स्वपुरलंपटः। रूपपेशलमाधुर्या सौगंध्या प्रियदर्शनः स्त्रीनां प्रियतमो नित्यं मत्तः स्वपुरलंपटः। चैंट रूपा ब्यूटी पेशला फॉर्मेशन ऑफ द बॉडी माधुर्या अट्रैक्टिवनेस सौगंध्या वेरी फ्रैग्रेंट बीइंग डेकोरेटेड विथ वेरियस फ्लावर गार्लैंड एंड सैंडलवुड पल्प प्रियदर्शनः वेरी ब्यूटिफुल टू सी स्त्रीनाम ऑफ द वुमेन प्रियतमः नेचुरली अट्रैक्टेड नित्यम डेली। Mattaha, proud like a madman. Swapura, in his own city. Lampataha, very much attached to women because of lusty desires. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. I had a beautiful face and a pleasing, attractive bodily structure. Decorated with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp, I was most pleasing to the women of my city. Thus I was bewildered, always feeling lusty desires. Purport. From the description of the beauty of Narad Muni, when he was one of the denizens of Gandharva Loka, it appears that everyone on the planet is extremely beautiful and pleasing and always decorated with flowers and sandalwood. Upabarhana was Narad Muni's name previously. Upabarhana was specifically expert in decorating himself to attract the attention of women, and thus he became a playboy as described in the next verse. To be a playboy in this life is unfortunate because too much attraction to women will lead one to fall into association of sudras, who can easily take advantage of mingling with women without restriction. In this present age of Kali, when people are manda sumanda matayaha, very bad because of sudra mentality, such free mingling is prominent. Among the higher classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, there is no chance for men to mingle with women freely, but in the sudra community, such mingling is open. Because there is no cultural education in this age of Kali, everyone is spiritually untrained and everyone is therefore to be considered a sudra. Asuddha sudra kalpahi brahmanaha kali sambhava. When all the people become sudras, certainly they are very bad. Thus, they manufacture their own way of life, with the result that they gradually become unfortunate, mandabhagya, and furthermore, they are always disturbed by various circumstances. Om Ajnana Timrindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We see that from Brahmaloka up to Patal Loka, everybody is attracted by this, you know, affected by these lusty desires and become attracted to opposite sex. Like His Holiness Radha Goswami Maharaj says, Grihastha Ashram is like a jail. It is like a jail whose doors are open, but the kaidis, they don't want to go out. Right? What? Grihastha Ashram is just like a jail whose doors are open, but the kaidis, they don't want to go out even though doors are open. It's all because of attraction for each other. So all these things, why they happen? Why even though we live in the temple, we practice Krishna consciousness, right? We also become attracted to the beauty of opposite sex, their form and all that. So why it is like that? So I was reading Third Canto Bhagavatam. It is nicely explained that in the beginning, when after Lord Brahma was created, right? So this duty of creating further was given to Brahmaji. So Brahmaji, first he created, because we are all eternal souls, part and parcel of Krishna. So in order to enjoy in this world, there should be environment. The first step for enjoying in this world, you know what? You have to forget Krishna. If you remember Krishna, you cannot enjoy. Right? There is a famous story, some Atlanta temple or somewhere. There is one devotee joined. And whenever he would leave the temple, you know, he would call up the devotees and start abusing that your Krishna consciousness is like this, bad, very bad, like that. Then after some time he would join again. Then that time abuses will stop. And after some time he would leave. Then again abuses would start. Then they figured out that this guy must be abusing. Then they caught him. He said, why are you abusing? I want to enjoy. But because of your Krishna consciousness, I cannot enjoy. Because so much philosophy ghusa diya mere. So I want to enjoy, but I can't enjoy because I'm not able to forget Krishna. So the first qualification, environmental condition, situation required is to forget Krishna. So that is why Brahmaji has created five layers of ignorance. Right? Number one is Tamishra. Number two is Andha Tamishra. Number three is Tamas. Number four is Moha. And number five, Mahamoha. Anybody knows this? Five? Five layers of ignorance. So Brahmaji has created this first. Then Tamishra means we are all angry that why Krishna only is enjoying? Why, Radharani and Krishna, they only enjoy? Why can't I enjoy? So, because of this consciousness that, to enjoy separately from Krishna, anger arises. So that anger is called Tamishra. So Andha Tamishra means they think that death is ultimate thing. That is why these hedonists, these materialistic scientists, Charvaka followers, they all say, what is there, you just enjoy. In this body we got, somehow or other, we got this body, we got this life. Enjoy. After death, everything is finished. Right? Runam krita, gritam pibet, bashmi bhutasya dehasya, punaravatam bhavet. Who has seen that there is a next life and all? So you enjoy. So in order to enjoy, you have to eat ghee. Very nice foodstuffs. Right? Many people, they say, I'm a foodie. Right? I'm a foodie. It means everybody is fond of eating food. Right? Everybody in this world, whoever comes in this world, everybody is a foodie only. Nobody wants to eat patta and all, right? Right? Once Prabhupada was very sick after going back to America from India in 1967. All these Matajis, Govindeya Vidasi, Yamuna Mataji and all, they are very strict. They were acting like mothers to Prabhupada. And they put a diet chart. Because Yamuna Mataji, before coming to Krishna consciousness, she was a vegan, vegan, only eating vegetables and salads and all. So they would boil food and give it to Prabhupada because Prabhupada had heart problem and all. And then Prabhupada said, this food, boiled food and all, this food is not meant for human beings, it is meant for animals. To hell with diet committee. Said, no, I don't want to eat all this. Once Himamati Mataji, she was a very good cook, when Prabhupada arrived in England, the secretaries and all warned, don't cook, cook very simple food, don't cook feast and all, don't cook feast and all. So Himavati Mataji, she is very firebrand Mataji, She cooked very nice 6-course feast, all masala and paneer sabji and this, that, samosas and all. So secretary became very angry. I told you, not to cook all these things. Said, I cooked, served, there's nothing else, served, So when the plate went inside, when the servant went, after some time, complete plate was empty. Right? I said, then Himavati Mataji came and asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada, they said that don't cook all this, you ate very nicely. Prabhupada said, because they didn't know how to cook, I can't eat. So, but Prabhupada is, he is very fond of, you know, very nice prasad, you know. So everybody is a foodie, you know, right? It's called Shishnodara Prayana. We are all what? Shishnodara Prayana. Shishnodara Prayana means we are worshippers of stomach and genitals. Right? So these two things, for them everything. Right? Everything is ultimate. Death is ultimate. After this death, nothing is going to happen. We will simply enjoy. That is called Andhatamishta. Andhatamishta. Tamas. You know, tamas increases this Andhatamishta. Right? Because of tamas means forgetfulness of identity of the soul. What? Tamas means forgetfulness of identity of the soul. So what is our identity? We are all eternal servants of Krishna. And then we are all eternal. Right? We are all eternal. But we have forgotten like that. And then moha. Moha means illusion of bodily concept of life. You know, I am this body. So, as I told, I have to forget that I am the soul. In order to enjoy in this world, I have to consider myself, I am this body. Unless I know, I consider myself, I know I am this body, I can't enjoy in this world. So this Mahamoha layer gives us that illusion. So that is Mahamoha. Moha means illusion of identity, you know. So bodily concept of life. Right? And then Mahamoha. Mahamoha means mad after sense enjoyment. So this is what Prabhupada is writing in the purport. In Kali Yuga, we are all mad after sense enjoyment. And that is why Prabhupada is saying in the purport that if all of us working very hard day and night to acquire more and more material things, which we think that is going to give us happiness. That is why a man is not satisfied with one woman. Right? He wants to enjoy with different women. Right? Because he is thinking that if I enjoy with a woman, I will be very happy. He enjoys with that particular woman, he won't get any happiness. You know, maybe this woman is not good. I will enjoy with, if this woman has so many features, I will get happiness. Like that, you know, a man is like a bumblebee. A man is like a bumblebee which wants to taste nectar from different flowers. The bumblebee is not satisfied drinking nectar from one flower. Yeah? Naturally, men are attracted to different women. Right? So that is called mad after sense enjoyment. Right? Now you remember? First is Tamishra. Second is Andhatamishra. Third is Tamas. Fourth is Moha. And fifth is Mahamoha. Somebody may ask, why Brahma has created, yesterday I was giving class, somebody was asking, why did he create all these things? Right? So even we are feeling bad that all these things are there. Like sometimes I joke that as soon as we join in Hare Krishna temple, Krishna should remove lust and greed, anger from our hearts, so that ISKCON will prosper. Right? So many big shots devotees, they became victims of this lusty desires, and movement was so much affected. And then we also struggle every day with these desires. Because those coverings are there in our heart, so we are helpless. So Brahmaji also felt very bad for creating this situation for all of us. Because ultimately, he is a supreme being in the material world. So he felt very bad. So he gave up this body. these rakshasas and yakshas, they have taken up that body. So next he felt very bad. Then he created the first created sons. They are four Kumaras, right? So we are suffering because of these three elements: lust, greed, and anger, and because of these five coverings of ignorance. So that is why he created Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, and Sanat Kumar. So these four Kumaras, along with them, he created four things which will enable us to get out of these five things. Right? What are they? They are Sankhya philosophy, Sankhya, then Yoga, you know, all this Yoga, and Vairagya, renunciation, detachment, and Tapas, austerity. So by providing these four things, if those people who have covered by these five layers of ignorance, by studying Sankhya philosophy, we should not think, oh, we will read only Krishna's pastimes, right? Lord Krishna, Lord Kapila says in third Kanda Bhagavatam, 25th chapter, that Bhaktya Puman Jata Viraga Indra. Drushtra Drushtva Srutva Mad Rachananu Chintaya Chittasya Yatto Grahanena Yoga Yukto Yatishyate Rujubir Yoga Margaye. So Lord Kapila is saying that we must know the details of, he is saying that those, my devotees, Bhaktya Puman Jata Viraga Indra, so being detached, they become detached, you know, from the sense gratification. How? By drushtva srutva mad rachananu chintaya, by seeing and by hearing from authorized scriptures that how I created this world, how I created this world. So by constantly thinking about how I created this world, and by hearing about by how I created this world, my devotees, they become very engaged in Krishna consciousness, Yoga Yukto, and then Rujubir Yoga Marga, means it becomes very easy for them to get out of this world. Right? Get out of this world. That is why we should constantly, Madashraya Katamrishta, Shrinvanti Katayanti Cha, Tapanti Trividasthapa, Naitan Madgata Chetasa. You know, Lord Kapila is saying that my devotees, Matashraya Katamrishta, you know, they derive great pleasure in hearing about me, my katha. So first katha we should hear is how Krishna created this world. That is very important. That is why Sukadeva Goswami, he was explaining to Maharaj Parikshit. It is very amazing, like last time I was saying, that again and again, first canto little bit was described, and second canto complete description is there, how Lord Brahma created this world. Again, third canto, again Lord Kapila described entire creation. Two times, you know, in second canto and third canto, two times it came. So we should not think of why they are repeating, because it's required, because we should hear again and again. So by hearing this, Krishna, Lord Kapila is saying, Matashraya Khatamrishta, Shunvanti Katayanti Cha, by hearing constantly and by speaking constantly, Katayanti Cha, Tapanti Trividasthapa, my devotees, they become free from effects of threefold miseries. Why? Naitan Madgata Chesasa, because their consciousness is always absorbed in me. Right? Prabhupada says, these karmis, they are suffering all the time because they hear always mundane stories, mundane movies, mundane literature. Because that is why they suffer all the time, they are suffering. But my devotees, because their minds are absorbed in my pastimes, that's why they become free from all threefold miseries. Right? That's why Prabhupada writes Krishna book, last chapter, that anybody who reads this book on a regular basis, anybody who memorizes Krishna's pastimes, you know, after reading this book, you know, they will definitely go back home, back to Godhead. You know, one Krishna book is enough for us. Just again and again, read every day one story from Krishna book. You know, your life will become perfect. You don't have to do anything else. Just, you know, our whole concept should be how to remember Krishna all the time. So by regularly reading Krishna book, we can remember Krishna's pastimes. At least for some time in a day. Right? If you don't remember, we forget, because it is our nature is to forget, right? Even Brahmaji also forgotten how to create. When after the Kalpa is destroyed, Kalpantar, when the material world is destroyed, partial destruction was there. When he wanted to create, he forgot. Prabhupada writes in the purport that it is the nature of all of us conditioned souls is to forget. He revived his memory by meditating on Krishna. Right? It's very important. So, then these four things Lord Brahma created. All these four. Then, that is Sankhya. So, Sankhya is how this material world was created. Right? Then Yoga, previously Bhakti Yoga is not available to everybody. So, if you see Kardamumuni also performed meditation for 10,000 years to have darshan of the Lord. 10,000 years. And it's very amazing, that time they didn't know, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can achieve Krishna consciousness. They didn't know. So he was sitting and meditating, doing yoga asanas, this, that, and then, all that. That is Bhakti Yoga for them at that time. So he got the then, of course, the Lord, he came. He had given darshan to Kardamumuni, like that. So that is yoga, right? Then Vairagya, detachment, and tapas. Tapas, austerity is the wealth of devotee, wealth of a sadhu, right? One must like that. Then, when Lord Brahma instructed, then he created 10 sages, Atri, Marichi, Daksha, Vasishtha Muni, and then Narada Muni, right? So, Daksha was created, I think, Bhrugu is created out of his touch, Brahma's touch. Then Vasishtha Muni, he was created out of his breathing. Different sages were created. But Narada Muni, he was created by Brahma through his best of deliberation, which is the best part of the organs, deliberation. So, that is Narada Muni. Narada, Prabhupada writes in the purport. Narada means, Nara means Narayana. Da means one who gives. So, Narada means one who gives Narayana is Narada. And this Kardama Muni also was created by Brahma from his shadow. From his shadow. So, Prabhupada writes, all these 9 sages, and then Narada Muni and Kardama Muni, they were created in the beginning by Lord Brahma. Then what happened, Prabhupada writes, Narada Muni is situated because he was created from the best part of, of the body, that is the finest deliberation. That is why Narada Muni is born in transcendental goodness. Transcendental goodness. And Kardama Muni, out of shadow he was born, Prabhupada writes, he was born from with mode of goodness. That is why they became devotees. And then all the others, Vasishtha Muni and all, they didn't become devotees because they were either in mode of passion or mode of ignorance. Mode of ignorance. Like that, this creation has went on. Then lust and desire. Religion he created from his breast. And irreligion, where the Supreme Lord sits in, where? From the, on the right side only, the Lord sits as a super soul. That's from where religion comes. And irreligion, he is created from the back of his back. Right? So, then lust and desire, they were created from the heart. Right? Anger was created from the eyebrows. Right? And speech, the word, the art of speech is created from the mouth of Brahma. And, sinful activities, they were created from the anus. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that our lust and desire, they reside in our heart. Why? Because they are created from there. So, mind is also sitting there. intelligence also is sitting there, false ego is also sitting there. So from there, all the desires come. So desirelessness means, Prabhupada writes, that we should always aspire to serve Krishna, not our senses. Not our senses. So it is very important. Then Prabhupada writes that somebody, Mother Saraswati, with the mercy of Mother Saraswati, one gets education. But sometimes somebody may be a vidwan. You know, he can speak very nicely. But because the lust and anger, desire, they are from the heart. Somebody may be a very vidwan, but still he may be a lusty and angry, because the heart has to be purified, not simply speaking good philosophy. Somebody may read Prabhupada books and speak very nicely, or Vedanta Sutra, but still that lust will not go, because they came from the lust and desire, they came from the heart. So who is sitting in the heart? Prabhupada writes, you get connected to Krishna, who is sitting in the heart, then you can become free from lust and desire. Right? Very important. So this is how we got entangled in this world, because we are put into this condition because of our one fault. You know what is that fault? How to get out of this world? Prabhupada writes, very simple. You know, Prabhupada writes, first canto, I think the third verse, he writes that we are all became entangled in this material world. You know, Prabhupada writes, uses this word, material tabernacle. You know, we all got entangled in this world. You know, and Prabhupada writes, it is very, very easy to get out of this world, because it looks like a samsara sagar. You know, very, very difficult to, you know, but Prabhupada writes, it's very easy to cross over this, come out of this world. You know what is the easiest process? Prabhupada says, just by desiring. What? Just by desiring, we can get out of this world. So that desire, how to get that desire? How to get the desire? Association of devotees. In the association of devotees, we constantly hear, you know, how this world is very bad. Right? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives us a formula for chanting very nicely. Right? He says that every day in the morning, two formulae he gave, that every day in the morning, we should discuss how we are suffering because of Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. Devotees should sit together and discuss how this world is very bad. You know, this pessimism should be there, that this world is very bad. You know, otherwise, you know, we should not think Durashaya, ye Bahirarthamanina. We should not have this hope against hope that one day I will be very happy. You know, we can never be happy in this world. Please take it for granted. So Prabhupada, so we get, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that every day we should discuss how these four things are very bad for us and how we are suffering in this world. We should remember, you know. And then number two, he says that how this lust, greed and anger, they are attacking us so much. How to become free? So we should pray to Krishna, to the holy name, that my dear Lord, please make me free from this lust, greed and anger. And number three, he gives that while chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one should remember the meaning of the holy name. Oh my dear Radha and Krishna, I am your eternal servant, please engage me in your service. You know, this, he says, it should that record, we should keep that record, like Prabhupada, we have this Prabhupada record, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like that record, you know, in the mind we should always play, he says, that, oh my dear Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please engage me. Yeah? Somebody asked Prabhupada how to chant nicely. You know, Prabhupada replied, if you understand that the death is at your doorstep, you can chant nicely. Right? We think that will come later. Right? But it's not like any time it will come. So, right, one of our devotees, he was going to Mayapur. Very, very happy. He wanted to spend his time in Mayapur during Gaur Purnima and all. Then he got down at Gitanjali at Calcutta from Gitanjali Express. And then one young devotee was with him. And then he went ahead. And after some time, he thought that this old person is coming. Other devotee is coming behind him. But when he looked back, he didn't see that devotee. He was wondering, what happened? Where is he? And then he walked back. Then there is some group of people gathered around. Then he saw this devotee fallen dead. So he was not expecting only. Like that any time, so death will come. So Prabhupada, that's why Prabhupada says that, we should see that the death is waiting. So Prabhupada, so this desire, we should have very strong desire to get out of this world and get engaged in Krishna service. Right? That is very important. So then we can actually, Krishna only will uncover. That Kapila says in third canto Bhagavatam, that just like when we eat food, this agni in our stomach, destroys, fire, completely destroys the food by the fire in the stomach. In the same way, the fire of devotional service destroys subtle body, mind, intelligence and false ego. Because we are all suffering because of the mind only. Because in the mind only, the storehouse of desire. Right? So, when we perform devotional service, this mind is destroyed. The subtle body is destroyed. Just like fire destroys davanala in the all the food that is given in the stomach. Like that. So, we must... So, this desire, we should cultivate. This desire should... So, if you don't have the desire, we should pray to Prabhupada to give that desire. Please, let me have that desire to get out of this world. Otherwise, I'm thinking, very beautiful woman, very nice, atmosphere, like that. This is all illusion, right? Like that. So, this is the story. Lord Brahma, when he created four Kumaras, he instructed them to procreate. They refused. So, he became very angry and then Rudra came out. Then later on, when he created Narada Muni also, he told Narada Muni that, why didn't you procreate some children, carry on this thing. But Narada Muni refused, saying that, why are you in Maya? He told his father, why are you in Maya? You are actually putting all the souls into suffering. I am very interested in singing the glories of Lord Krishna. I want to compose beautiful bhajans and beautiful songs and glorify Krishna like that. So Brahmaji became very angry and then he cursed him. He rascal. Meruko advised that. He was telling him that you don't create all these things. Enough. So you are giving me advice. So I am giving you curse. That you, because you are very fond of singing, you become a Gandharva. Right? You become a Gandharva. And then he became a Gandharva singing very nicely. Right? Then in Gandharva Loka, all the men and women, they are very handsome, beautiful, and all that. So, he is saying Lampat, Prabhupada, this word. Lampat means? Henpecked husband. So, almost everybody, if you want, if you want peace at home, better you be henpecked husband, right? Lampat. Oh, dono husband, wife. Once one lady went to a doctor saying that my husband is always speaking in the night, in the sleep. Some disease he has got. Said the doctor told her, please allow him to speak during daytime. Then he won't speak in the night time. Right? Like that. Everybody in this world has to be lumped, right? Otherwise, there will be no peace at home. Right? So yesterday I was reading Krishna book, Muchukunda. Muchukunda is saying that he is a very great king from Ikshvaku Vamsha, Suri Vamsha. And he is son of Mandata. And just imagine, he was so great that demigods sought his help in fighting the war with the demons. And then for thousands of years he was fighting without taking rest. Right? And then Kartikeya gave him a benediction that all of your family members and all, they are gone. Right? They are gone. So now you go, what you want, you know? He said, why didn't you take a little rest? He said, yeah, he said, Muchukunda said, I want to sleep. You know, give me a benediction that whoever wakes me up untimely, they will go, they will be burnt into ashes. Then we all know the story. Kala Yavana was burnt to ashes and all. Then Lord Krishna appeared. Right? So Muchukunda was praying to the Lord that, my dear Lord, I am a very great, great king. I am from Ikshvaku, son of Mandat Maharaj. And I conquered so many kingdoms. I was the unrivaled emperor of the whole world. But after doing all these things, when I go home, just like I am a plaything in the hands of my queens, because I am very attracted to their beauty, they make me dance. Right? They make me dance. So, Prabhupada is saying that just like a madari, you know, makes the monkey dance, you know, according to the tunes, his tunes. Like that, my wives would make me dance according to her by lifting their eyebrows. You know, a woman's eyebrows are very powerful, right? Simply by lifting their eyebrows, they make the man dance. Right? No, kaladi ke din sari leke aao tabhi. Right? Okay, okay. You know, you don't put all these conditions. No, if you want, get, you know, diamond necklace. All this, so they have to get, you know, otherwise they won't get. Right? So they have to work hard for that. So, however, Muchukunda Maharaj is saying, however powerful a man may be outside, at home, he dances according to the tunes of his wife. If he doesn't dance, then there is a big war. There is a better, you know, let me have peace at home, Prabhuji. You know, sometimes one devotee was, I tell him, why didn't you give some big donation? Because he always gives secretly. Prabhuji, what to do? All the accounts in my wife's hands, you know. So, are you chastise her, you know. She said, no, I want peace at home, you know. Bas kalash ke saath kush raho. She wants to do kalash. Okay. Right. Otherwise, she doesn't want anything else. Like that, everybody has to, if you want peace at home, you have to be a lumpert. Right? You have to be a lumpert. Otherwise, there will be big war at home. So, not only men, even Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Vidyadharas, Brahmaji, even Brahmaji, you know, became attracted to his daughter. Walk. Right? Then all these sages, Marichi Muni and all, they protested. How can you do like this? You are the supreme father of this world and everybody will follow you. You know, everybody will follow you. And then in spite of that, Brahmaji did not hear them. Listen to them. Then Prabhupada writes in the purport, and they pray to the Supreme Lord. All the sages, they pray to the Lord, don't do this. Please, my dear Lord, please make your son not do all this, you know, very, very bad, you know, spiritual like that. How can he do this with his daughter? Right? Then Brahma, then Krishna in his heart inspired him. Then Brahma gave up his body, after feeling shame like that. So, like this will go on. So only way out is to surrender to Krishna. Become attracted to the form of the Lord. Anyway, so this Ubramana, then he was cursed. Now all this story is coming. Then Narada Muni Brahmaji cursed him again to become a Sudra. Right? So in first kind of Bhagavatam, 5th and 6th chapter, all of us should by heart that chapter. Because very, very important. Narada Muni's conversation with Vyasadeva, Narada Muni's instructions and Bhagavatam, very, very important two chapters. If you read these chapters very carefully and follow, right? So when he became a Sudra, then all of you know how this Bhaktivedanta is. They came and he was such a small boy and he heard from them. Yeah? So how to get out of this situation? You know, Narada Muni is saying that Jnanam Guhyatamam Yattat Sakshat Bhagavatoditam Anvavochan Gamishyantaha Krupana Dinavatsala. So this is the secret. What is the secret? We must receive knowledge directly spoken by the Lord. Right? Directly spoken by the Lord. That is why 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita is the most important chapter from Bhagavad Gita. Because that is why Krishna is saying, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Idamuttamam. You know, up to sixth chapter, if you read, we will get only liberation. Right? 7th and 8th chapters, they are Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti. But 9th chapter, why it is called confidential knowledge? You know, Rajvidya, Rajguhyam. Why it is called confidential knowledge? Because this knowledge gives you direct pure devotional service to be performed. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Udipi, he met these Tattvavadis. So when they saw, I am very surprised. I don't know. Even Swarup Damodara Goswami, he took sannyas from a Mayavadi. And that time, you know, Mayavadi sannyas is a bona fide, means authority. If you don't take sannyas from Mayavadi sannyasi, then you are not considered a bona fide sannyasi. Like that, something like that. So Swarup Damodara Goswami, he is Purushottam Acharya, he took sannyas from a Mayavadi. But he did not accept sannyasi dress, or he did not get the name of sannyasi name. Like that. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he took sannyas from Mayavadi Kesha Bharati, but he didn't accept sannyasi name and all that thing. So when the Tattvavadis, they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they thought some Mayavadi sannyasi, and they are very proud people. Even now also they are very proud, you know, they don't say Tattva, you know, Madhvacharya Sampradaya people. He said, they didn't offer. Then Mahaprabhu is very humble, he asked them, what is your goal of in life? What is your goal of your philosophy? What is your philosophy? Then they said, Varnashrama Charavata, Purushena Parahkuma, you know, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha Sannyasi, you know, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So by performing your duties, you know, you should please the Lord, and then you will get, that is the perfection of life. So Mahaprabhu defeated their arguments in saying that he quoted this verse, you know, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pad Sevanam Archana Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. He said, this is the goal of life. That this is pure devotional service. One must get this, one must perform pure devotional service by hearing and chanting. No? By promoting this Varnashram system, you are promoting two things. One is you are promoting mukti, and another is you are promoting fruitive activities. So how it become your goal in life? You know, it is not like that. You know, this is you know, direct performing, direct, you know, Bhagavati Adha. One must perform direct devotional service to Krishna, not through indirect. So that is the perfect way of achieving goal of life. Then they all agreed. Oh yeah, yeah, Tattvavadis. They all agreed. Yeah, yeah. But what to do? Whatever Madhvacharya said, we follow. This is what Madhvacharya said. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, chanting the holy names of the Lord, hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, that is the perfect way. So that is what 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita describes. So that is the knowledge Narada Muni received. Jnanam guhyatam yattat sakshat bhagavatoditam. This pure devotional service, directly spoken by Krishna. That is why it is the most perfect, right? And then, Anvavachan Gamishanta, while they are going, you know, Krupana Dinavatsala, they have spoken to me this confidential knowledge of pure devotional service. Like that, right? So, Prabhupada, right? Then the next verse he says, Yenaivaham Bhagavato, you know, Vasudevasya Vedasa, Mayanubhavam Abhidam, Tena Gacchanti Tatpadam. Right? Once you receive this knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Enaivaham Bhagavato, Vasudevasya Vedasa. You know Krishna. Who is Krishna? Who is Vasudeva? Then Mayanubhavam Avida. You know. Then you know what is matter and what is spirit. How to go back to Krishna. So those who know this knowledge, Yena Gacchanti Tatpadam, they will easily go back to Godhead. They will easily go back to God. Like that. So this is very, very important. So then in the next sixth chapter, Narada Muni is explaining how he achieved perfection. How he achieved perfection. No? Dhyayato charanam bojam. Bhavanirjita chetasa. You know. Aukantya ashrukulakshasya. You know. Hridi asime shane harihi. Right. So when I started meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhyayato charanam bojam. Bhavanirjita chetasa. Right? Bhava, with great love, I meditated on the Krishna's lotus feet. You know? Then what happened? Aukantya ashrukulakshasya. With great, from the eyes, the tears started flowing. Then I became very eager to see Krishna. Right? Hridiyasein me shanai hari. Then Krishna appeared in my heart. So Prabhupada writes, this is the way. You know, one must follow the authorized scriptures and meditate on Krishna, and immediately you will get, you know, Krishna's darshan. So Vishnu Charitakur says that shane shane means first Krishna appeared in his heart, and then he appeared in his eyes, he appeared in his ears, you know, he appeared in his mouth. So like that, and then what happened? Premati bhari nirbhanna. Pulakango ati nivrutaha, ananda samplavo lino, na pashyan ubayor muni. So Prabhupada writes, when Krishna appeared in the heart, you know, then when he saw Krishna's beautiful form, then his whole body, all his senses, they separately became enlivened. All his senses became enlivened, and out of great ecstasy, he fell unconscious. So he lost the Krishna's form. Right? Then very important verse. Rupam yattad bhagavato. You know, manahkanta shuchapaham. You know. Napashyan sahasotaste. Vaikalyat durmanaiva. When I closed my eyes, you know, out of great ecstasy, then I was feeling so happy. I was not able to see myself and I was not able to see Krishna. So when I opened my eyes, Krishna disappeared. So what happened? Rupam, so Prabhupada writes, we are all, like in this verse it is given, that, you know, Narada Muni is very handsome and all the women are after him. Then we are also, you know, Prabhupada writes, Sudras, they are after so many women, beautiful women and all that, you know, whole society is like that. So because Prabhupada writes in the purport, we are all after beautiful form of Krishna. But we are looking for that beautiful form in various women and various men and all that. But when we see Krishna's form, you know, manakanta shuchapaham means mental incongruities. Means whatever, you know, that mind is very disturbed, seeking all the time pleasure of seeing beautiful women. So that is gone. Manakanta shuchapaham. Shucha means cleansed. So I wanted to see Krishna again. Then Krishna disappeared. You know, na pashyan sahasotas. By not seeing, you know, vaikalyad durmanaiva. You know, my mind is very disturbed. And then I tried to see Krishna again by meditation, but Krishna did not come. Prabhupada writes, by mechanical means Krishna will not appear. Only by his, you know, desire. You know? Then he heard agochara. But of course it is non-different. Agochara, he heard the voice of the Supreme Lord that, you know, that Hantasmin Janmana Bhavan Mamam Drishtum Iharati Avipakva Kashayanam Durdarshoham Kuyoginam. Said, in this body, Sadhaka's body, Krishna Chaitanya writes that in Sadhaka's body we cannot see Krishna. We can see Krishna only after we get Siddha Deha. That is why he says, now you are a sadhaka, you won't see me again. Why? Because avipakva kashayanam, those who are incomplete, and kashayanam, those who are still having material desires or some contamination is there in the heart, they cannot see me. Then Narada Muni may ask, why did you show me now? Said, no, sakritya darshitam rupam, etat kamayate anaga, mat kamaya sanake sadhu, sarvan munchati hrichayan. Said, I showed you a glimpse of my form so that you, etat kamayate anaga, you will continuously hanker to see that form again. You will not be satisfied in seeing any other form. So that is Krishna's great mercy. If sometimes if Krishna gives us darshan, you know, a glimpse of his darshan, then our life will be perfect. Then throughout our life, we can hanker to see Krishna again and again. That is what Krishna's desire. You know, etat kamayate anaga, mat kamaya sanake sadhu. So Prabhupada writes that simply by constantly desiring to see Krishna, our sarvan munchati hrichayan, whatever contaminations are there in our heart, they will be destroyed. Every day we can simply think, you know, every day we can simply think, like if you read pastime of Maharaj Mruga, that is what, you know, saved him. Even though he is a king and doing all these dhanas and dharmas and all, he says, I have retained a desire to see you. So that has helped him. That now I got this, you know. That is why he got curse. Even though he became a lizard in Gudaraka. And then Krishna saved him. Said, this is, so Prabhupada writes, so we should keep this desire that I want to see Krishna. You know, that desire should be there. So that is why Krishna is saying, I have given you my darshan to you, so that you will hanker to see me again and again. And with that desire keeping in the heart all the time, sarvan munchat hrichayan, all the contamination is desire, everything is destroyed. You know, satsevaya dirgaya api. You know, jatamaya dhudamati. Even if somebody is doing little devotional service for few days only, jatamaya dhudamati, he will attain intelligence to be fixed. His intelligence will be fixed. You know, hatvadayam imal lokam, ganta mat janata mashi. After leaving this world, they will come to me to associate with my devotees. Nibadhyayam, na vipadhyeta karhichit, jata sarga nirodham hi, smaranat mat anugrahat. Even in this body or in the next body, whatever knowledge you have acquired, whatever perfection you have achieved, you will not lose, even during the time of Kalpa, Pralaya. Yeah? Then in the next life, you will become an eternal associate. Okay? You will become an eternal associate. So like that, this is the great Narada Muni personally described, how you became a devotee. Right? So without Narada Muni's mercy, nobody can become a devotee in this world. Is our Prabhupada says is our original guru, right? Narada Muni, if you see, without the mercy of Narada Muni, nobody can get Krishna, right? Very great personality. So later on, I will stop this. Later on, Narada Muni, he gave Devadatta, he gave, right? Then he started singing, you know, but because he was very fond of singing. Then one day he went to Vedanagar. There he saw everybody is having beautiful lotus faces, but they all became vikalang. Somebody's arm is broken, somebody's legs are broken, somebody's back is broken. And Narada Muni asked, all the faces are so beautiful, how come you know, there is one guy called Narada Muni, because they didn't know who is that. He is all the time singing, apaswar, araga, and no rhythm, and improper time. Right? Mangalarti, Prabhupada is very serious. Mangalarti, during Mangalarti, you must sing morning tune. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Right? If anybody is singing any other tune, Prabhupada would chastise him. Tell him to stop it. Like that evening tune is there, right? Shiva Jayo. So, otherwise if you sing, you know, differently, different ragas are different. So, because of Narada Muni singing, all our legs and we are all various ragas and raginis. You know, all this sarigama padanisa, there are persons. They are all persons, ragas and raginis, they are persons. And if you sing, play very badly, wrongly kartal, or sing, you know, out of tune, then ragas and raginis, they get their limbs get broken. So very, very careful in front of the Lord. You sing anything, you know, I want to sing, so you practice nicely and then sing, you know, particular tune and particular raga, you should sing like that. So then he said, I am the one, I am the same guy. So what to do to sing nicely? He said, you go to Saraswati and then you learn from her. Then he went to Saraswati, he went to some mountain and then he performed austerities for 100 years. Then Saraswati Devi came and then she taught him how to sing nicely. Then the Devadatta and all. Then Tumburu, somebody, he gathered one Gandharva disciple. Then both of them perfected the singing of devotional bhajans. Then one day he went to Golok Vrindavan. Said, all the gopis, they asked, who are you? Said, no, we are transcendental singers. We want to glorify Krishna. Right? So he went to all of the Narayana and all. They were not interested. No, we don't want to hear. Then he went to Golok Vrindavan. Then he said, I want to sing for Krishna. Then Narada Muni, Krishna said, come. So he will sing very melodiously. Then Krishna's, because of beautiful singing of Narada Muni, Krishna's body has melted. And that water only Ganga. Then Krishna said to Radharani, that the same water I released, you know, when I pierced the covering of the universe, you know, so on the heavenly planets, Mandakini River, on earthly planets, Ganga, right? On in the lower planets, she is known as Bhogavati. Anybody who remembers Ganga, Ganga, 100 lifetimes, sins are destroyed. Right? Anybody who sees Ganga, 200 lifetimes, sins are destroyed. Anybody who takes bath in Ganga, 1000 lifetimes, destroyed. And anybody who traverses 1600 miles of Ganga, saying Ganga, 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 you know, they will go back and back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you gave an example of Maharaj Nruga, that he happened to be a lizard in Dwarka. Of course, to be a born lizard also in Dwarka is a great thing, as one has got the fortune of seeing Krishna. But similarly, he was also simultaneously performing austerities and doing charity. So why did he get such a lower birth as a lizard?
Krishna narrated this story to make it very clear to the Dwarkavasis. Under no circumstances don't offend any Brahmana. Because even though his mistake is not there, but still Brahmanas are offended. That's why he had to suffer that. Vishnu Chakra Thakur says he could have asked for first to enjoy. Right? Anyway, it is there. So, in third kind of Bhagavatam, have you read third kind of Bhagavatam?
No, not much in detail.
No, Kumaras. That's a beautiful chapter, you know. Krishna, Jay and Vijaya cursed by Kumaras, that chapter is there. Beautiful chapter. Krishna is speaking to Kumaras and Kumaras are hearing mouth and ears open. And they did not understand one word. So, Lord was saying that my devotees, my servants are offended. That means I have offended. In order to please the Brahmanas, I will cut my hand. You know? So, Prabhupada, he was saying that even a Brahmana, suppose, curses you or misbehaves with you, you know, without any reason also. You know, we should actually try to pacify him by praising him and glorifying him, not retaliate. You know, that is. So, that is the Lord himself gives so much respect to Brahmanas. So, even though Maharaj Nruga's mistake is not there, still, you know, because Mruga's Brahmanas, both the Brahmanas got offended. So very dangerous world. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Right? Anytime, anything we can do and fall down. Right? It's a razor's edge. Spiritual life means walking on the razor's edge. Nowadays, devotees, they don't follow any etiquette. Koi bhi kuch bhi bolega. No etiquette, no Vaishnava etiquette. People are not taught only. Right? So you should learn etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, those who don't follow Vaishnava etiquette, they are like animals. Right? Don't give advice. One etiquette is, you should not give advice to senior devotees or talk back. Right? So, whatever they want, they will speak now. Very dangerous. They can boast, I spoke to my head of the department like this. See, he can't do anything. Yeah. It's very, very dangerous. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami sought some advice from Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit gave some advice. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Jagadananda. How dare you give advice to Sanatana? He is much senior devotee to you. Yeah. Like that. Hare Krishna. Any other? Grandral Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. As I came in, I heard you mention about taking a snan in Ganga and getting some purification. So I just returned from Sridhar Mayapur and had the fortune of taking snan in Ganga.
You took bath?
Yes.
Very good.
So my question is, I guess you would say on a material level, you had said that there would be a purification of 1,000
lifetime sins.
Now, does that depend on duration of snan or amount of taking snan?
No, just one dip. Three times you have to dip.
Three times. Now, if I did that every day, would that be 1,000 like this?
Yeah, that is why Narad Muni advised Dhruva Maharaj to go to Yamuna Tat and every day take bath. That's what Prabhupada writes. By taking bath in Yamuna every day, our sin, even though we are performing devotional service, you know, our mind is very disturbing because of sinful reactions. Mind is very disturbed like that. So we have to reduce our all those, you know, stack of sinful reactions. Right? So Prabhupada writes in the purport, by regularly taking bath in Yamuna, all the sinful reactions get nullified gradually.
So more the better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Udhar, Pati, kya naam hai? Baldev Pati.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, aap jaise bole, humare hirde mein kaam hai, aur bhi bahut kuch hai. इसको हम किताब पढ़ के या और भी कोई क्रिया से इसको खत्म नहीं कर सकते हैं, जब तक हम इसको भगवान है, हमारे हृदय में जो भगवान है उसको हम कनेक्ट करके ही खत्म कर सकते हैं. इसको हम कैसे कनेक्ट कर सकते हैं भगवान से?
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो बाय हमेशा दो चीज है. राइट? हम हमेशा हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जप नहीं कर सकते हैं, इसलिए प्रैक्टिकल डिवोशन सर्विस, यू नो, सेवा करने से, यू नो, हमारा इंद्रिया सेवा में लगने से, भगवान का सेवा में लगने से पूरा कंटेमिनेशन थोड़ा सने, ये बात हमेशा याद रखना, तुरंत नहीं चला जाएंगे, सने ग्रेजुअली थोड़ा थोड़ा करके जाएंगे. सो वन शुड नॉट बी इन ए हरी. समटाइम्स सात जन्म लगेगा, एक लस्ट जाने के लिए सात जन्म लगेगा. काम प्रभुपाद जी बोले, ये मत सोचना कि आपका भागवतम क्लास सुन के सेक्स डिजायर छोड़ देगा, काम छोड़ देगा या स्त्री संघ छोड़ देगा. राइट? सात जन्म लगेगा, सात जन्म सुनने के बाद काम जाएगा. सो सने ग्रेजुअली इट विल गो. सो जब तक तब तक हमको पेशेंस रखना चाहिए. क्या बोलते धैर्य. तो धैर्य रखना चाहिए. ऐसा नहीं मैं इतना चैंटिंग कर रहा हूँ, इतना सेवा कर रहा हूँ, फिर भी स्त्री को देख के मैं अट्रैक्शन हो जाता हूँ, क्या फायदा. नहीं होता है. समझ में. तो सने सने ग्रेजुअली इट विल गो. या
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी. प्रभु जी आपने बोला कि जो लंपट पुरुष हो रहे हैं ना, वो मतलब स्त्री के कंट्रोल में रहते हैं. तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रार्थना करते हैं शिक्षाष्टकम में, उसमें भी कृष्ण को लंपट बोलते हैं. तो वहां पर क्या तात्पर्य है.
उससे ही आया है. वंस भगवान भगवान इंग्लिश या हिंदी. Krishna once, Krishna was, Krishna, Srimad Radharani and Krishna, they were there and performing pastimes in Kunja. Then Krishna started praising Radharani that your face is like Chandrama, and you know, again and again he was comparing all her limbs to Chandrama. And then Srimad Radharani maan mein chali gayi. Achanak. They are performing pastime and then Krishna was praising Radharani with comparing with Chandrama, and then she went into Maan, and Krishna was shocked. Said, "Are abhitak, we are having, you know, lovey-dovey relation and you know nice pastime, and beech mein kuch nahi hua. I said, Maan ke sach, you are again and again saying Chandrama, Chandrama. That means you are remembering Chandravali." Oh my God, Krishna said, "I don't mean it." You know, I don't mean it. So like that. Then Krishna had to pacify. So that is love. That is transcendental. It is a transcendental lampada. From there only it came. So, Prabhupada Maharaj says, Radha Govind Maharaj says, "Nakra karne ka unka kya janma siddh kya?" It is a birthright. Janma siddha hak. Like that. So, it is there. But that is transcendental love.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you have said that Narad Muni has been created by Brahma and then he was cursed and he took birth as a Gandharva. So what we have heard till now is Narad Muni is a transcendental personality. So how he got a second birth again?
He became a transcendental person.
Okay, later on he has become a transcendental person. In the beginning also he was known as Narad.
Yeah.
Then again a birth, then two births, then he again became as a Narad.
Yeah. When he was first created, he wanted to perform devotional service. He didn't want to create. At that time Brahmaji cursed him to become a Gandharva. That's how he became a Upabharamana Gandharva. Okay, I'm getting late. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.